Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Growing up on a farm with sheep made me always feel like Jesus was so often speaking directly to me in ways that I could understand, because whenever he's referencing sheep in the Gospels, I could usually see the point that he was trying to make because I had sheep. I knew what sheep were like. Later on, I would tell friends in college or students in my class that I know why Jesus compares us to sheep, and it's because sheep are really stupid, and sometimes we're very stupid. And today's gospel is the section that comes right before yesterday's gospel, and so it's still on the same theme of listening to the shepherd's voice. And so Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." And so as I was reading through this gospel, a couple stories came to mind. And one is the idea of the sheep knowing the shepherd's voice. I remember doing chores with my dad many times growing up. And when the sheep were far out in the pasture and he was going to feed them, maybe either after he'd poured the food out or before he had done that so that they could see him do it, he would do this very interesting thing. He would go to the gate and he would see where the sheep were, and then he would just yell in his deep voice, "Sheep! Sheep!" And it was always funny to me that he was yelling just the word sheep at the sheep. But, you know, it really didn't matter what he would yell because they knew his voice. And they would hear that and they would run like full speed to where they would know the food would be. And if my dad was gone and my brother had to come over and do it, he would just yell and he sounded similar enough that they would run. But my sister and I, we were always so annoyed because we would go out and we would yell and we would try our best to imitate like our father's deep, manly voice. And we'd even like be shaking corn in a bucket and we'd be rattling it around. And sometimes it would take a long time for them to respond. Like maybe one would kind of look over and maybe begin to walk towards us, and we're just like trying to feed them, but they're not convinced that the shepherd is there. And that would have been true because the shepherd was at work, but his assistants were filling in, and we just wanted them to know the food was ready. And it took a lot to convince them. And sometimes we could imitate our father better than others, but I think they always knew. Like they'd just be like, "Oh, guys, I guess we need to go over and eat the food." But they could tell that it wasn't him. And they would just respond in a very different way. And the second story that came to mind was my dad gave one of my nephews a sheep, and he just loved spending time with this sheep. And it was the cutest thing to see them in the front yard. And because he had just treated this lamb just like his pet and not like it was one of the flock or just one of the livestock, he would run back and forth from one tree to another, and this lamb of his would just be right next to him the whole time. And he would talk to this lamb, and he even would like rest his head on her like she was like a little pillow. And she just was so tame because she knew the one that she was with, right? That he just had this great affection for her and wanted to be with her. And so both of these stories point to this obvious and close relationship that the Lord desires to have with us. Whenever he says he's our shepherd, it's out of this great love and desire to provide for us, to give us whatever we need, to help us in our flourishing. Shepherds at the time of Jesus, they weren't distant from their flocks. So my dad would go out and tend to the sheep, and they would listen to him, and they knew who he was. But then he came back inside, and he stayed inside for the night. Whereas shepherds at this time would sleep with their flocks. They would protect them from anything that was trying to attack them. And so this relationship that Jesus is offering is something that is continual. It's always present. He's desiring to be so close to us that we recognize the slightest change in his voice. That when he asks us to do something, we respond because we know that he's only doing this because it's for our greater good. When I was reading through this gospel, I was reflecting a bit on the line that said, "But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." And sometimes this is where sheep end up being smarter than people. Because we don't always run away from the voice of a stranger. We don't always hear the enemy or the world speaking to us and reject it in favor of the Lord's voice. Sometimes we want to follow a different voice. But Jesus is inviting us to recognize that only in him is found the fullness of life. At the end of this gospel passage, he says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." When the evil one or the world speaks to us, it does not offer life. Only in following the Lord, in trusting him, are we offered an abundance of life. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the ways that you are present to us, for the ways that you desire to fulfill us and to satisfy our deepest desires. Lord, fill our hearts with a greater longing for you and a greater desire to seek your face. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.